Welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and it's time for our end of the holiday celebration in this edition of Fantasy Spin right here. And of course, we bring on Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com and the always effervescent Bo Wolf from our own PhiladelphiaEagles.com, amongst other things, of course. So we hope that you had a wonderful holiday, and we hope that your fantasy team had success thanks to these two guys throughout the course of the season. So we're going to celebrate with a little bit of an award ceremony here. And you got to start with your fantasy MVP. And Joe, who gets your nod for the fantasy football most valuable player for the 2012 season?
Chris, I have to go with Adrian Peterson. You know, I think the guy is having maybe the greatest season for a running back in the history of the National Football League. If you think about what he's come back from and the type of year that he's had, all I know about Adrian Peterson is I have never seen another human being move the way he does. And no, I'm not old enough to remember Jim Brown, but I can use my deductive reasoning to guess that Jim Brown didn't move like Adrian Peterson. He had fantastic numbers, and he was a lot of fun to watch. He was my fantasy MVP of the season.
There will be some disagreements between us here, but no argument here. I think Adrian Peterson should be the MVP of the league, let alone our fantasy MVP. Not to mention the fact that you probably got him towards the tail end of the first round, early second round, and you got number one overall production out of the guy. He, as you said, he looks like LeBron James running out on the field. He's unbelievable. He's our guy.
I was feeling scared because of the injury to say myself. So now we have our fantasy MVP. Let's formulate our complete all-fantasy team. And Joe, go position by position, starting with your quarterback.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady at my quarterback position. You know, the guy who threw for a ton of yards. He had very few interceptions. He was a consistent touchdown producer. And he even used the Brady sneak to get a couple rushing touchdowns for you. Week in and week out, you could trust Tom Brady to put up big numbers for your team. And he had a couple monster games that really helped to carry the fantasy season.
I agree with you here. Tom Brady as well. He had a passing touchdown in every game. He was the model of consistency. You know, you have guys like Cam Newton who worked their way up towards the top of the rankings, but he started so slow that you might have been in too big of a hole to come out of. Tom Brady was your guy all season long. He's our quarterback on the team.
Certainly, we know your one running back for each of you guys is Adrian Peterson. Who's your number two running back?
You know, I'm going to go with Arian Foster. He didn't have the yards per carry that he's had in the past, but he still scored a ton of touchdowns. He caught passes, and he was really the type of guy that I love having on my fantasy team because he was consistent.
I'm going to go a bit off the board here and go with Alfred Morris because you got him so late in the draft, if you even drafted him at all, and you got top 10 production, consistent production too. No huge outburst games, but consistency and the value that you got out of him, I think, merits an inclusion on the list.
Let's go to the wide receivers. Joe, who do you have as your three wide receivers on your team?
I think this one's pretty easy for me, Chris. Calvin Johnson, hey, what Madden curse? Are you kidding me? I'm going to go with two more guys who are really consistent at the wide receiver position. That was a big thing for me. And I'm going to go with Brandon Marshall, who had huge numbers in just about every game this year. And I'm going to go with A.J. Green, the receiver from the Cincinnati Bengals, who, even with Andy Dalton struggling a little bit, A.J. Green managed to put up big numbers week in and week out this season. Those are my three top wide receivers.
One disagreement. I'm sticking with you on Calvin, and it's tough to argue with Brandon Marshall, though. He did tail off a little bit at the end of the season. The third spot I'm going to give to another guy who gave you big value if you were able to get him, and that's Randall Cobb of the Packers. We may talk about him a little bit later from my perspective, but if you got him off the waiver wire, he carried you for a few weeks, and he was a big, big player this year.
Now, tight end, it seemed like Rob Gronkowski, before the injury, would run away with a spot. Who ends up with a spot on your team?
I have to go with another consistent guy, Tony Gonzalez. This was a guy you could rely on to get targets week in and week out. I can't believe this guy's considering retirement because he was the most consistent tight end in football all year.
Old man Tony gets the nod for me, too. As nothing else I can add to Joe, consistent week in, week out, and he was probably the fourth or fifth tight end off the board. He was big.
Last spot, defense, real quick here.
Chicago Bears, they scored a ton of touchdowns early in the year. They picked up sacks, got turnovers, absolute bar none. They were the only weekly start defense that you could rely on every single week.
I'm going to go with Denver because of the consistency we talked about. Every week you were able to get somewhere between 8 and 15 points or so out of them. That's my pick.
Now, every year there's a guy you pick up off the waiver wire that is unknown before the start of the season, and he helps you get to that fantasy championship. Who is your waiver wire player of the year, Joe?
You know, Bo talked about him a little bit earlier. I'm going to go with Alfred Morris, the running back of the Washington Redskins. And Mike Shanahan, with Alfred Morris, he gave him the ball on over 90% of their offensive rushing plays. And Alfred Morris led the league in that category. So he was so consistent that he even broke the trend of Mike Shanahan being completely unpredictable with his running backs.
I'm going to go with another guy we mentioned earlier, Randall Cobb, the wide receiver from the Packers. You might have tried to get him in the last round or so as a flyer in the draft, but chances are he was a waiver wire pickup for you, and he turned into being an every week starter.
You thought he could be a return specialist more than anything else. Now, rookie of the year, you mentioned Alfred Morris, but you have guys like Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III. Which guy ended up getting the vote for you?
Doug Martin, the running back of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because, you know, he was a guy who was a fourth, fifth round pick, maybe a guy who picked towards the end of the first round in April's draft. Wasn't a guy a whole lot of people knew about, but they certainly know his name now. Doug Martin, rookie of the year for fantasy.
I'm going to go with RG3. The value that he gave you on the ground, almost 1,000 rushing yards, and to go with all the passing touchdowns, I think if you got Robert Griffin III, you were in pretty good shape on your team.
Now, on the flip side of the waiver wire pickup, there's always that guy you drafted in the first or second round, and you're thinking he's going to be my week in and week out big-time producer, and he ends up doing nothing. And I'm not talking about injuries so much. I mean, guys that just are not productive for one reason or another. Joe, who is your draft bust of the year?
I have to go with Darren McFadden. I know you said, Chris, injuries, you don't really like to blame them, but not only did Darren McFadden get hurt, as he always does, but the new blocking scheme for the Oakland Raiders, whatever happened, that offensive line didn't block for McFadden. He couldn't hit the holes. So even when he was on the field, he struggled, and that is why Darren McFadden is my fantasy bust of the season.
You know, I thought about going Larry Fitzgerald on this one only because that terrible situation he had with the Cardinals quarterbacks, but I'm going to go with another running back in Ryan Matthews. You knew you were rolling the dice, a guy who has an injury history and also has a problem head coach who you never know what to expect, how many times he's going to give the running back the ball. And Ryan Matthews was exactly what his detractors would have expected. He was terrible, and he ruined a couple of my teams.
Who is a guy that may be going under the radar that you should keep at running back and quarterback for 2013?
Well, I don't know if under the radar is the right word for this guy, but I think Trent Richardson, I think he's one of the most talented running backs in the NFL, and I think he's due for a breakout season next year in Cleveland. I think you can see 1,500 yards, 12 to 13 touchdowns. I think he's that kind of talent.
My running back, I think I would go with LeSean McCoy, because you may be out of the conversation as an elite running back right now, and I expect him to get back into that conversation next year, even though he's probably going to have to share some more carries with Bryce Brown.
Who's your keeper quarterback surprise for 2013?
You know, I think if you gave me the choice between Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III, I think I'd feel safer with Andrew Luck as my keeper. And I think Andrew Luck is probably a guy who's going to be a top five fantasy scorer for the rest of his career.
I'm going to go a little bit down the list for a guy who I think turns into a top 10 quarterback. We've seen how good he's done towards the end of the season, and that's Colin Kaepernick. The guys who give you that extra value on the ground are always intriguing, and I think Kaepernick, with that offense built around him after a full offseason, could be even better.
Great analysis all season long. I'm sure a lot of you out there were able to win your fantasy championships because of these guys. For Joe Dolan and Bo Wolf, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us in this year of Fantasy Spin on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.